Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
She did an event with Randy Weingarten. Randy Weingarten, that lady is nuts. She is the head of the National Teachers Union. By the way, what was Randy Weingarten doing in Ukraine? Why does the head of the National Teachers Union need to be in Ukraine? Randy Weingarten was the national cheerleader for the national school shutdowns, for the national school shut up and wear your mask mandates, for the national grandparents, you don't get to go watch your kids play sports. Why in the world would a candidate for superintendent of public instruction that wants to oversee all of the schools in Montana, why would you do an event with this far left activist who was so wrong on the most important issues facing our schools here in recent years? Why would you even want to be seen in public with Randy Weingarten? I just saw this tweet here from the Montana GOP. The radical liberal candidate for state superintendent was in Missoula this week cheering on Randy Weingarten, head of the National AFT Union, who was the leading voice in shutting down schools, masking little kids, and demonizing parents. Montana needs Susie Hedlund as state superintendent. She will stand with families, students, and teachers, not Randy Weingarten. Man, I tell you what, yeah, if you want the far left in charge of schools, if you want the radical transgender agenda being forced down the throats of little kids in Montana, well, you can vote for the far left candidate for superintendent of public instruction, or you can vote for Susie Hedlund, who is just one of the nicest people you meet. Got her start in Grass Range. She was just with us here on Montana Talks last Friday. She popped into our studios let's see. Tyler Newcomb also weighed in. You got four people in the background, a couple of balloons, and an out-of-touch liberal candidate cheering along to a universally unpopular figure. He called it impressively cringe. Yeah, who thought that bringing Randy Weingarten to Montana would be a good idea? Anyway, that one caught my eye just a few minutes ago. What do you want to talk about here on this Open Lines Friday on Montana Talks? Man, we've already got people lining up to be heard all across Montana. Dave in Wolf Point, if you can, I will go directly to your phone call right after our first break here for our statewide show. So Dave in Wolf Point, stand by. You'll be first up. Looks like we got Barbara from Billings on the phone lines as well. So that means we also have phone lines open for you to get in the queue. You can call in right now. Open Lines Friday. Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk. There's plenty of time for the talking heads. This is the time for you. 406-294-0970 or message us on the Montana Talks app.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, as promised, let's start with your phone calls here on this Open Lines Friday. He's listening to KBCK. Dave, great to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Yeah, this world is with Kamala Harris. You know, people got to realize she's not a Democrat. She's a socialist. And socialism is communism, you know, and what she's doing on policy, she can't explain, but her open borders, how many families out there are affected by the drugs that are coming across the last 4 years that are killing our families, you know, and her illegal immigrants that she wants to give amnesty to and give our social securities to them and pay their rent and everything. That's wrong. People wake up. You know, how Joe and her are spending billions of dollars on illegals. That should be spent on our veterans, our cities, small towns and reservations. She, you know, I seen on the TV last night about guns. She's going to take away your guns. And the government did that a long time ago to Native Americans. But she said she don't need permission to go into your house either. Let's check it. But,
yeah, there's video. There's her on camera saying everything that you just outlined. But John Tester's been with her every step of the way. And yet John Tester, I don't know if you heard my rant, was it yesterday? John Tester refused to provide federal law enforcement to our reservations. John Tester supported their open borders policies. John Tester never did anything about these open borders. And he's responsible for all this as well.
I agree, and that people out there, I think it's a vote for Tim, that's going to straighten out this country. Don't just go at all politicians. Don't just ask them for more money. We're in debt $36 trillion. Stop the spending for everyone. And if you don't know what you're voting for, don't vote. You know, I mean, some of these people just get to, vote this
just way. Check a box.
Know?
Yeah, or call somebody, ask somebody, get a hold of
right.
Dave in Wolf Point, and, you know, he could probably send you a voter guide if you want one as well. So you would say you're seeing it out your front door in Wolf Point as well, the impacts of the open borders, fentanyl and meth and more.
Oh, I mean, she had almost 4 years to straighten that out. She's the one that's killing these families.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Oh, but today she's finally going to go visit the southern border. I think President Trump was spot on. Look, you can save the plane trip. Just go right down the hall, go right down the street in Washington, D.C., and tell Biden to shut down the border. He didn't need a bill to open the border, so he doesn't need a bill to shut the border. They could do it right now. They have deliberately flooded this country with illegal aliens and people on the terror watch list and so much more. Dave, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Barbara in Billings, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, what's on your mind?
Okay, November 1st, 2002, Mark Adams from Adams Publishing Group, APG, Adams Publishing Group, and they are from Coon Rapids, Minnesota. Okay, on October 21st, he and John Sullivan from Livingston, Montana, that's where I was from before. Okay, and so that was why I took such note of it. Mark Adams and John Sullivan got together on October 21st of 2022, and they agreed to sell 13 newspapers. But this company also already owned the Bozeman Daily Chronicle and the Belgrade News. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I remember reading about this a couple of years ago, I think. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
So what's your take? Because a lot of people have been concerned about George Soros purchasing 200 radio stations. So what's your take on this purchase and this news?
So who knows who Mark Adams is? Is he related? A lot of times people buy things in other people's names. So in that thing, he acquired Livingston Enterprise, Miles City Star, Glen Dive Ranger Review, Lewistown News, which is apparently the Argus, the Dillon Tribune, Big Timber Pioneer, Laurel Outlook, Carbon County News, Bighorn County News.
Yeah, so a whole bunch of them. So what's your concern is that basically the Bozeman Daily Chronicle, which has been a far-left mouthpiece, is basically trying to consolidate, purchase all these other small-town newspapers so they can push the same far-left agenda. Is that kind of your concern?
Exactly, yes. So I didn't know if you were aware of this gentleman, Mark Adams.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with him in particular, but yeah, unfortunately, that's what we've seen. I mean, we see that playing out right now in real time. Scripps News purchased the Montana Television Network, and that's why you see nothing but nonstop biased political coverage from the Montana Television Network now. Unfortunately, you've got these left-wing journalists with their nonstop, attacks against Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy while they're carrying the water for John Tester. It's Scripps News bought them out. They're a far left company. All you got to do is look at their company website to figure that one out. Barbara, thanks for the call.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I want to talk about insurance premiums and why insurance rates are so high, not just here in Montana, not just across the country, but why are insurance rates so high, particularly in the West? Now, we're in the middle of Open Lines Friday. You always love it when Rush Limbaugh would do Open Lines Friday. Rush Limbaugh, he would have been able to do this. I was just thinking during the break as we talk about California premiums. You could take the song California Dreamin', but make it California premiums. Why are Montanans paying California premiums for insurance? It's not just because of inflation that's hitting the entire country. It's not just because of the high interest rates that we've been plagued with these last 3.5 years. No, it's because of the failed policies in the state of California. We are paying Gavin Newsom prices for insurance here in Montana. I'll explain more in just a second, but let's go back to your phone calls here, 406-294-0970. We got another caller from Wolf Point. Laura, thanks for the call. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, I want to say that we have this get out the vote, the snag the vote. I'm Native American, and
What I was really surprised when we went into, they wanted to register everybody. So, you know, we went into register and everything, and they were just backing, John Tester. And, we were kind of really surprised that, why are we as an ethnic group expected to vote for one candidate as well? We can't think for ourselves. And I've asked people, you know, I'm a conservative Republican, and that is not because, you know, somebody has told me, you know, who to vote for, but it's like we need to do the research, you know, whether we're Native American or not, and it's backing one candidate who we don't support, who is liberal. To me, it's like, why can't we think for ourselves and just register people to vote? Not, you know, not putting one candidate on the, you know, up there for, you know, everybody to just, you know, vote for. And, people I've asked, you know, I've asked, do you know, you know, Kamala stands for, what John Tester stands for? And, you know, this woman popped up out of nowhere who's been in power for almost 4 years, but people can't tell you even a few things about her. And they would be alarmed, you know, if they really knew the truth. So to me, it's like there's a lot of ignorance. There's a lot of things going on, you know, pushing one candidate who does not stand for, you know, what the American people have stood for. And it's just, to me, it's like,
so you describe yourself as, so you say you're Native American. We had another gentleman, was it last week or the week before, from Wolf Point. He says he's Native American. His phone call was very interesting, just like your call is very interesting, because he was kind of raising the same questions. Why are we on the reservations being flooded with stuff? I mean, you've got these dark money groups that are coming in, and all these George Soros funded groups that are coming onto the reservations, telling people to vote for John Tester, trying to get them out to the polls in particular. You know, telling you to vote for Kamala Harris, et cetera. And then you got the fake news media, and then some in the leadership is telling, you know, tribal members to vote a certain way. And he said, I feel like we're just being lied to. And why is there so much lies flooding the reservations right now? I thought it was very interesting. And it made me wonder, I wonder how many people are seeing through it, like you see through it, like he sees through it.
Well, I think it's based on, you know, what they've done, what they did to Native Americans, you know, I mean, decades ago. This is how you think. This is how we want you to think. And we're doing this basically to ourselves, you know, as an ethnic group. This is how we want you to think. We want you to think, we want you to vote for somebody that is totally liberal, leftist, that completely supports the left and Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, who haven't done, you know, anything for 4 years. Why can't you just let us make our own decisions on who we support instead of, you know, they had T-shirts, they had signs to put in your front yard. Wait a minute now.
A lot of money.
This isn't right. We're supposed to be able to make our own decisions, but they're trying to make our decisions for us as though we're ignorant, and we're not.
Well, and I read, you know, this testimony from April 10th of this year from one of the tribal council members from Fort Peck, and in his testimony, he talks about the havoc that the Mexican drug cartels and the fentanyl scourge is wreaking on the Fort Peck Indian Reservation. He says that they're targeting Native American women in particular, that they're destroying entire generations with this drug, and it's all because of our open southern border. And yet, he said, we have children as young as middle school taking fentanyl. And then he talked about the lack of federal law enforcement on the reservation. Well, John Tester has had the power and has been in charge for the last 3.5 years. Everything that you are describing is the result of his policies and Kamala Harris's policies. Yet some of these same people will then go politic for John Tester. And it's like, you just told us that an entire generation is being destroyed because of these policies, yet you want to vote for the same people that gave you these policies?
Well, we just kind of follow, you know, it's kind of like, well, they told us who to vote for, so that's who we're going to vote for. But can you tell us It's like I've asked people, can you tell me 5 things about Kamala Harris? But you need to do the research. They said, well, because they don't like Trump. You know, it's like, so you're voting ignorantly and blindly voting for somebody that she is a socialist. And, you know, she's you know, their policies and what they believe in is tearing this country down. And actually, you know, I think it's deliberate myself. But, you know, we need to do the research on both sides.
Yeah.
And
as
Native Americans, when I said I'm voting for Trump, I've had people, you know, like get angry. And I'm like, you know what? You know, you don't even know who you're voting for. Why are you voting for them? Because somebody told you to?
Yeah, check your grocery bill. Check your gas prices when you gas up, and then compare it to 4 years ago. That's the thing. Like, I don't need you to like Donald J. Trump. I just want to have lower grocery prices, lower gas prices, and I don't want to be on the brink of World War III anymore. And I want to secure our borders, and I don't want, you know, Native American women being targeted by the Mexican drug cartels. That's what we're looking at. So, you know, if you don't like the mean tweets, then stay off of Twitter, stay off of X, don't get a true social account, but let's get lower groceries and gas prices again. Hey, such an honor to hear from you, Laura. Thanks for calling in. Great to hear from you. 406-294-0970 is the number for you. Bill in Big Fork next up. Bill, what's going on?
Well, good morning, Aaron.
Morning.
Follow up to Barbara's call. The caller called in a few minutes ago. I'm 91 years old, and I can very, very well remember back when William Randolph Hearst owned all of the newspapers, major newspapers in the country, all the Hearst newspapers. And back in the 40s, I think it was when Wilkie was running for president, I can very well remember when Hearst made the statement that he alone, simply by what he printed in his newspapers, could elect the next president. And that's what we're facing today with what the liberal newspapers are printing, and Soros taking over all those newspapers.
Well, trying to take over the radio stations now, too. They want to shut down talk radio.
Absolutely. And we can't be influenced by that. We need to know the facts. And as a plug, get out there and vote for Tim Sheehy and Donald Trump.
Well, you know, okay, so, Bill, you remember, you know, the COVID lockdowns, the mask mandates, the school shutdowns. They wouldn't let you go watch your grandkids play sports. And we know that was all a bunch of garbage, that if anything, it caused more harm. But yet, you know, all of the media, I mean, most of these TV news reporters were hiding in their basements instead of boldly reporting the facts and the truth. They were hiding in their basements doing Zoom interviews during those years. Now, I don't fault, if anybody was elderly and they had health concerns, I don't fault them for doing Zoom interviews, things like that. But what I do fault is the people who would not even question these government officials, would not even question the governor at the time or these so-called health officers that didn't even have a medical background. But who were the ones, by and large, who were the only people that were questioning, which is what journalists are supposed to do, questioning government officials with these absurd lockdowns and mandates? It was radio. It was talk radio. So, of course, George Soros wants to purchase 200 radio stations, foreign ownership of commercial over-the-air public airwaves, so that he can shut down the only people who actually question bad government policies.
That's exactly right. Exactly right.
I mean, you saw even the Daily Interlake in Kalispell used to be a reputable publication. They were running with the pro-lockdown BS. The TV stations were pushing it. Local radio folks were the ones standing up for common sense. And
Frank Daly, the editor of the Daily Interlake, was a good friend and always printed the right thing. I remember his 2 cents column.
The former editor. Yeah, great editor.
And we still get his emails practically, not as often. He's now on
he's got his Heartland Diary USA blog. Yeah, Frank Mealy. Yeah, in fact, whenever I do a live show out on the town in the Flathead, we always like to catch up with Frank Mealy. So maybe we'll see him, two Fridays from now, we'll be broadcasting live from Northwest Parts and Equipment. and in Columbia Falls. So maybe we'll see Frank and Bill. Maybe we'll see you there as well. All right, phone lines are open for you. If you agree, if you disagree, if you got something else you want to talk about, 406-294-0970. And then I'll talk briefly about insurance premiums next.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordlund.
As we reported earlier this week at a roundtable discussion in the state of Pennsylvania, former President Donald Trump threatened to impose a 200% tariff on John Deere machinery imported from Mexico if John Deere moves more jobs across the border or overseas.
Notifying John Deere right now, if you do that, we're putting a 200% tariff on everything that you want to sell into the United States, so that if I win, John Deere is going to be paying a 200%. They haven't started it yet. Maybe they haven't even made the final decision yet.
Deere recently announced plans to shift some manufacturing to Mexico, including skid steer production, all while cutting U.S. jobs. President Trump urged John Deere to keep production in the U.S. to avoid tariffs. The Competitive Enterprise Institute issued a statement opposing the announcement, saying a tariff, if enacted, would not only harm John Deere, it would harm farmers in the U.S. by making their equipment more expensive. That would in turn raise food prices at a time when high grocery store prices are already angering voters. End quote. Again, President Trump made the tariff statement during a roundtable discussion in Pennsylvania that was centered on agriculture, trade, and China's impact on U.S. agriculture. That's a look at our headlines. I'm Lane Nordlund.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, 406-294-0970 is the number for you. You got something you want to talk about here on this Open Lines Friday. Yeah, give us a ring right now. I do want to play one clip. I had a chance to catch up with Jim Brown, James Brown, Dillon, Montana zone. He is currently the president of the Montana Public Service Commission, but he is the Republican candidate for state auditor. And if you want to go back and listen to our full conversation, you know, we don't have time to sneak everything in here to the statewide show. But on our Montana Talks podcast, you can listen to the full conversation with Jim Brown. But I thought this was very interesting. We got to talking about home insurance premiums for your home. And the Big Sky Business Journal hot sheet earlier this week, the Big Sky Business Journal hot sheet reported this. Montana is among Western states with the most rapid increases in home insurance premiums, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis. Average premiums increased by 34% nationwide over a seven-year period, while for Western states, the increase has reached into the 40% plus range. Anyway, listen to what Jim Brown had to say about this topic in particular.
The state auditor regulates insurance and securities in Montana. It doesn't audit anything. That's sort of an anachronism left over from the 1889 Constitution. And then the auditor serves on the very important land board, which manages about 5 million estate lands for the benefit of schools in Montana. And then what many people don't know is that the auditor serves on the state board of election canvassers. So you can imagine the importance of keeping that seat in Republican hands. But the big issue that I'm hearing out on the campaign trail, and I just was out in Miles City and making my way back towards Dillon, where I grew up, for the weekend, The big thing I'm hearing is the exploding cost of insurance
yeah.
in Montana, and then the cancellation of homeowners insurance due to perceived wildfire risk. And I can tell you that when I'm elected in November and sworn in January, that's one of the very first things that I'm going to tackle is I believe the modeling that's being used by insurance companies to determine wildfire risk in Montana is inaccurate because it's based on a California type.
Anyway, very good point that he made there. The perceived wildfire risk. And that we are being based on a California type model right now. Look, the easy assumption when it comes to, you know, home insurance prices is, well, of course, home insurance premiums are going up because of inflation from all the massive federal government spending. That's driven up the price of everything. If the price of everything goes up, well, the price to replace everything goes up. That means the price to insure everything goes up. So you've got inflation forcing a lot of this. Then you've got the increase in housing prices all across. You've got the increased interest rates, which have wreaked havoc on our housing markets, not just in Montana, but all across the country, right? And again, that's being driven by the massive federal government deficit spending. But in the West, we're paying worse premiums than even the national average. Why? Because of the failed policies of Gavin Newsom in California. They are using the problems of California, and they're saying, well, we're gonna now base all of the insurance premiums based off of what's happening in California, which is just crazy when you think about it from that standpoint. Let me play one more clip here. One more clip here with Jim Brown, and then I'll jump right back into your phone calls, because this to me is an important topic. And, you know, some of these other statewide races aren't getting that much attention because of the U.S. Senate race and some of these other things getting dominating the news.
Clint.
All right, coming up at 9 o'clock. Oh, here we go. Hold on. Let me cue it up in the right spot for you. All right. I don't know why this thing is not queuing up for me in the right spot. Okay, here we go. All right, back with Jim Brown. Here we go. This was the other part I wanted to get to.
Nationwide, the home premiums are up 34%, but in the West, they're up 40%. Well, thanks a lot, California, but why are we being judged? Why are we paying the California premiums?
Yeah, it's a fair question, and one I intend to get at as your next state auditor. So there's a couple factors driving home insurance prices in Montana. One is, of course, is the value of houses in Montana have exploded. And, of course, insurers going to set the insurance premium based on the value of the house. And so as we get more folks that move here and housing costs increase, that's one explanation. The other explanation you talked about is that Montana, because we're such a small population state, we get that thrown into groups, you know, for valuation purposes that are not commensurate with what's actually happening here. And the point that I make, for example, is that, you know, supposedly we're a high wildfire risk state. But if you really look at what happens in Montana is we have, as our former boss used to talk about, there's a lot of dirt between light bulbs in eastern Montana, right? So if you have a wildfire in eastern Montana, the risk of loss to you actual physical buildings is pretty low, you know, because there aren't many structures out in Montana. And I don't think when insurance companies do their valuations, they take that into account.
Yeah, and it's a great point. Look, we have a governor here in Montana with Governor Gianforte that has a policy of aggressive initial attacks on wildfires. You think Gavin Newsom is doing that in California? Of course not. So again, why should we be punished for the failed policies of California? All right, into the phone lines we go. We got another caller on the phone lines from Wolf Point. We got Clint in Wolf Point next up. Clint, great to hear from you.
Thank you. I just wanted to ask you boys a couple questions. On the 2020 election, did Trump ever concede? The answer is no. In 2017, Trump filed bankruptcy on the United States Corporation. It was finalized in 2021. Why haven't we been talking about this kind of stuff? And this is also the end of the fiscal year. And people don't realize it, but America is broke. And be checking out the new QFS system. It talks about equality among all people in all countries. And we need to be thinking about Nisara Jisara. And the Brunson case hasn't been brought out yet. And in 2020, after the 2020 election, Trump turned control over to our military. We don't ever hear anything about that. The military is in control right now.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I mean, given the way what's happened with our military and the decline there. I guess we'll leave that question out there. Clint, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Let's do a bit of a lightning round here since I spent a few minutes on that insurance topic. Let's see. Gary and Terry next up. Gary and Terry, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I want to invite John Kester to an SP party. I want to test his intellectual integrity. SP, of course, is sodium pentothal. Wouldn't that be interesting?
that's a truth serum, I guess, is what our producer, Caden, who's filling in for Travis this morning, tells us. So you want to invite him to a party where you will inject him some sort of oral truth serum. What do you think he would say if he was given a truth serum before joining you at your little party?
Well, I'm quite sure he'd tell us a lot of things, and he would approve of this message. But 90% of it is garbage.
Oh, man.
And it's time that we start holding some of these people their feet to the fire. I'm getting sick and tired of listening to that crap. The border is closed like hell is cold. It hasn't been closed for 4 years. And we're living with the problem.
That's
in Montana.
Right.
And I've got a family in Texas, Arizona, California. They're living with the problem. Virginia, they're living with the problem. Massachusetts, they're living with the problem. Wake up, America. We've gone broke. We've been going broke prior to Trump.
Yeah, it's not just Houston we have a problem. It's Wolf Point we have a problem. It's Terry we have a problem. It's Lodgegrass, we have a problem. You're right, it's the entire country. I think they just had some illegal aliens just got arrested at Cape Cod or out at Nantucket for some additional crimes. Yeah, it's hitting the entire country. Gary, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's see, we've got Kath in Creston, and we've got Richard in Jordan. Stand by, Kath in Creston. You'll be first up right after the break, and then Richard in Jordan in line after you. 406-294-0970. I need to check our messages on our Montana Talks app as well. I get to yapping and taking phone calls, and I got to see if some folks have written us a message in the meantime as well. So I'll check those messages. Shortest break of the hour. Right to your calls, Nick.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, just a reminder, I will be at the Montana Coal Rally, the rally for the coal mining jobs. That is 4 to 6 this afternoon in Roundup. I'll be there. I'll probably be hanging out right next to our friends from Americans for Prosperity Montana. They're going to have a table at the park during that rally because they've been very pro-coal, pro-coal strip, et cetera. I've got my Montana Coal T-shirt on. I'll probably be hanging out next to our friends at AFP Montana. So if you're going to be at the rally, come over, say hi. I'd love to see you. In fact, yesterday, we had a great phone call from one of our listeners in Billings,
And let me see, what was his name again here? But anyway, he called in. I chatted with him during the break yesterday. He is a legal immigrant to this country. And if you heard his call yesterday, he was just so outraged at these illegal aliens that are being allowed into this country. He basically went on a rant about how we came here legally to build this country, to support this country, and many of these illegals are coming here to destroy this country. Anyway, it was a great conversation with him, and he said he's going to be there and round up later today, so I'm looking forward to meeting him. Kathy and Creston, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Hi, Aaron. I've got a couple things. First of all, I've got a question. Why don't we have seatbelts in our school buses?
Yeah, good question.
You know, we can't drive a toddler or a little one in our car without a seatbelt, and but our school buses don't have them. So I don't know if we can find out an answer on that or not. Secondly, we've got a great granddaughter that is in kindergarten, and I was talking to my daughter last night, and she said that her granddaughter wants to learn Spanish because she can't communicate with the kids in her class. There's so many of them that don't speak English.
Where's this
at? Right here. This is out in Kyla.
Really? In Kyla, Montana, a kindergarten class. Wow.
Right, right. And she's a pretty sharp, you know, little cookie. And she said, you know, Grandma, I want to learn Spanish because I can't talk to a lot of the kids in our class because they don't speak English.
Well, there was a child care program in Bozeman that was worried about losing some state contract. And their response was, how are we going to be able to serve all of these Spanish-speaking families if we don't have this state contract? And I was like, wow, why do you have so many Spanish-speaking families that you're focused on serving in the Gallatin Valley? Man, I mean, there you go. Once again, it's a sign of these open borders. Now, to a certain extent, obviously, you've got a lot of construction families, some farm families, you know, migrant workers that come the legal way too, right? But we know that there's also been a heavy influx of illegal aliens competing for resources. Very interesting. Kathy, thanks for the call. Richard in Jordan next up. Richard, what's going on?
Good morning, Aaron. I'll talk fast. I want to make a point that, you know, in this type of election year, we can get tunnel vision on all the noise around the national elections. But what people fail to realize or understand is our state legislature is the airbag in the national car. The people we send to Washington, D.C. to represent us, they are the brakes. When the brakes fail, our Constitution and the people right here in Helena, with our strong conservatives in there, they've actually made it to where Montana feels less of the collision that took place in Washington, D.C. We need to make sure we maintain that conservative, overwhelming conservative majority in Helena so that we can continue to combat this until it can get fixed. It's very important that we maintain Republicans in Helena.
Well, and it's going to be a challenge this fall because of the left-wing Montana Supreme Court. They effectively gave the Democrats control of the redistricting process. So the Democrats gerrymandered legislative seats to where they want, you know, these left-wing college professors from the university districts of Bozeman and Missoula to reign over everybody else. So they effectively gave, you know, the more urban university districts of Missoula and Bozeman more power over everybody else, robbing folks of representation in eastern Montana and in more rural parts of Gallatin County, et cetera.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the other thing. People have to make sure that when they're bringing people to sign up to vote, get registered, tell them about the Suns. Don't just talk about Republicans, because you're not going to see a Democrat or a Republican designator when it comes to the Supreme Court. It's going to be the Suns of Montana that are going to help us kind of fix that situation is in the Supreme Court. So it's good that we're getting people to go in and register to vote, but that Supreme Court is going to be vital to everything that happens within our state legislature.
That's right. Judge Dan Wilson and County Attorney Corey Swanson out of Broadwater County, two great candidates for the Montana Supreme Court. Well, we're out of time for today. Richard, great to hear from you as always. Thanks for your service. Thanks for calling in. We're out of time for today. Monday, I got a couple of things we might have on the calendar for Monday. Lieutenant Colonel Stu Scheller, remember that bold, courageous Marine? He's going to be in Montana for a couple of events. I've got the details at MontanaTalks.com. He may join us on Monday's show. Stand by for more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.